We begin the current daf Masechtas Aruch and daf Tezvav. Begin 10 lines down at the top of the Yamed. But the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing on the theme of this parak regarding things that, since there is a set amount in the Torah, like the laws of Erechin regarding the person's gender and the age, then it could come out to be a leniency or a stringency, which is regards to other things, it's relative to how much the damage is, to how much the value is. However, in these contexts, the Torah gave a designated amount, and therefore, something that's really worth more, or something that's really worth less, could come out to be a leniency or a stringency. As the Gemara continues with the next item mentioned in the first Mishnah. The Maitzi Shemra, regarding someone that got married and then he spreads a bad name about his new wife, that there was no virginity there, Lahakul lahachmer could come out to be a leniency or a stringency. Ketzer, how so? Because echad shahitzi shemra al gedula shebekuna, someone spreading bad rumors about from the greatest families of the Kahanim. So there, that the amount that's going to be could be less than how much the disgrace is. Or val ketana shebiyisrael, but on the converse, you could have from the smallest of the lowest families in the Jewish people. And either way, nois and meyasela, the penalty that Torah gives to such a person's family done that for his new wife for stating that false claim is 100 slaim. So again, since it's a set amount, it could be a leniency or it could be a stringency. Nimtza, but comes out, says the mission of the following concept. Ha'im befiv, someone who says something with his mouth, is chamer is more stringent where, as we said, for saying that she doesn't have her virginity, he has to give 100 slum, is more stringent than mena oisa maisa, for someone who actually does an action and actually takes away a woman's virginity, which is someone that's ma'anis, rapes a besula, he only gives 50 slum. By saying it, is actually more severe of a penalty of 100 slum. Shekei Metzina says the Mishnah, because that's what we find. It wasn't sealed the judgment against our fathers in the desert that they're not going to enter into Eretz Yisrael where they had to have the sojourn for 40 years and they died there in the Midbar. Ella ala shayin hara. Rather, for the bad tongue, for the evil things that they said about other things. Shlomo says the pasuk in Midbar. Hashem says, they have tested me this 10 times, which was said in regards to the incident of the Meragim of the spies, which they went to Eretz Yisrael, and they spread bad words about Eretz Yisrael. Now the word, as the Gemara is going to explain, Zeh, sounds like that although it was the 10th time that they did something to test Hashem, but it was Al Zeh, on this, in the singular, that it was sealed, was because of the Shem Ra, which was because of the Lashon Hara that they said about Eretz Yisrael. Now on that, the Gemara asked me, Mai, from how do you know that someone who says something with his mouth is more stringent, which sounds like that it was only because of the Lashon Hara, that's why the Maitzi Shemra has to give double more than actually someone who actually violates and takes away the besulim of a maiden. Says the Gemara, Dilma Misham, maybe it's actually because the reason why it's more stringent this Lashon Hara is not because saying something is worse than doing an action, but it's because the Kakar Mila Katala. A Maitzi Shemra, when he's saying his wife didn't have besulim, his new wife, he could actually cause her to get killed. Because the pasuk says Nevarim, then Emes Hayadav of Gaimin. Now, if it gets authenticated, what he said that she didn't have a besulim means to say that means to say she had relations with someone else when she was already engaged. So the Hitzias and Arav Gaimin, so they take her out to be stoned to be killed. So therefore, that's why it's a more severe thing that he was doing, perpetrating against her, because he could have gotten her killed. How do we know it's just because of what he said with his mouth? It's the Lashon Hara itself. Amarav, it says because Amakra. The pasuk says, in the beginning of the pasuk in Devarim, it says that they penalize him the 100 slaim, and he gives it to the father of the maiden. And the pasuk says, why is he giving the 100 slaim? Is ki haitzi shemra, because he has spread a bad name, which is al shemra shahitzi, because of the bad words that he spread about her. It's only because of lashon hara that we're paying the 100 slaim. So you see that the saying the and with words taking away her besulim is double that of actually doing the action of being ma'anis, of raping the girl and giving only 50. And the Mishnah said, V'chemetzinu, so do we find, that the judgment against the Jewish people with all that they did against Hashem in the Midbar, what sealed their fate that they were going to die there in the Midbar and not going to Eretz Yisrael, was because of the Lashon Hara, the Meraglim spread about Eretz Yisrael. Here too, the Gemara asked me, Mai, how do we know that it was because of that? Dilma da kati le mali sasin. Maybe it's just that their measurement wasn't yet filled with their sins, and therefore wasn't enough. Maybe, but it wasn't that only because of this. It was just that was the straw that broke the camel's back. Because Rav Amnun, like Rav Amnun says, in a Kaddish Baruch Hu Nifrei Ma'od, Hashem does not collect does not punish from a person until his measurement gets filled up. Shemaik says a pasuk in Irv. When he fills up his measurement with all his desires and all his sins, then yitzer loy. Then the tzara comes to him. So maybe that's why. But who said it was just because of the lashon hara of the miraglim? So Mesh Lakish says, because the Amakra, the Pasuk says, we quote in the Mishnah, Hashem says, V'yinasu eisi zeh esapam. They tested me this 10 times. What's this? This is singular. Azeh nischatim gzardin. It was this one that caused the sealing of the judgment against them, which was the Lashon Hara of the Miracle. Natanya Lund, the Braisa, Amar B'lozeh ben Parta, says, Bo'yir'ei kamagodl koyach shal Lashon Hara. Says, come and see how great is the power of the evil tongue. Manolam, where do we know this from? Mimaragam, from the spies. Umaham moitzi shema al eitzem vavonim kach. If the judgment, which was so great that they died in the midbar and the great, terrible fate that happened to the miragam themselves, which was just spreading bad words against wood and stone, which was just about a land of Eretz Yisrael. And that was the repercussions. Moitzi shema al chaver. So someone spreads a bad name about his friend, about a human being, Allah has become all the more so how disastrous is the calamities, the consequences of the evil tongue. Now, on that, the Gemara asks me, my. But again, what's the proof from the Miraglim? Dilma Mishem Reb Chanina Bar Papa. Maybe the great severe consequence of the Miraglim was because of the halach of Reb Chanina Bar Papa. The Amar Reb Chanina Bar Papa says, Davar Gadol Dibur Miraglim Ba Yisrael. It was a great thing, meaning a great terrible thing, that the spies spoke at that time. I mean, it wasn't just a regular Lashon Hara. Because the Pasuk says in Bamidbar that the Miraglim says, as the Pasuk says, that the men that came up with Yeshua and Kalev, they said, no, we can't go up and take on those nations in Eretz Canaan. Ki chazuku mimenu, because they're much stronger than us. And that said, Reb Chanina Bar Papa, I'll take ki chazuku mimenu. Don't read it that they were saying that they're stronger than us. Ela mimenu, rather from him, referring to Hashem, Chasr Sham. Kiviyachal, so to say, that Baal HaBayis, the homeowner, meaning referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ein Yochel Lo Hitzi Kelim Misham, he can't get his vessels out, he can't get these people out. So that's why there was such a great punishment, because of the kfira that they had to Hashem. But what are you proving that it's just regards to the Lashon Hara? So Elam Rabba Amar Resh Lakish, rather he says, because Amar Kra, it's based on a different pasuk in Bamidbar. Says Ve'imusu Anoshim, that those men, they died, Meitziya Dibas Haaretz Ra, that spread the bad word about the land of Eretz Yisrael, which we see, al dibas ha'aretz shetziu, it's for the bad words that they spread about Eretz Yisrael, and that's why they died. So we see that the calamities that befell them for the Lashon Hara was specifically because of the dibas ha'aretz ra, because of the bad word that they spread. And you see, so if regarding just speaking bad about Eitzim Bavonim, for sure someone that's spreading a bad name about his friend. Now, continuing on this theme, Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Amar Yehudi, says, as, like we said in the Mishnah, according to that pasuk, there were 10 tests that our fathers, so to speak, tested HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning that they pushed Hashem in the sense of trying him in regards to this sinful type of activity. Shnayim b'yam, two were by the Yamsuf. Shnayim b'mayim, two were regards to water. Shnayim b'man, two were regards to the manna that fell from heaven. Shnayim b'slav, two were regarding the slav, which is a type of bird that they ate. Achas be'egel, one was with the golden calf. Achas be'min b'parin, the one was in min b'parin, which was regards to this of the miracle. As the Gemara explains, shnayim b'yam, two were by the sea. Achas be'irida, v'achas b'aliyah, one when they were going into the sea, and one when they came out. As the Gemara explains, be'irida d'chsev, when they were going into the sea, it says the pasuk in Shemais, when they were one side of the Yamsub, one side of the Egyptians, their fate looked sealed that they're going to die. So they said, hamibli in kvar b'mitzrayim, were there no graves in Egypt, you had to bring us out of here to die over here by the Yamsuf? So that was one that time that they tested Hashem. Then Baalia, when they came out, because Rav Hun, he says, Yisrael Sheba Isadar, the Jews in that generation, Mikatnei Amanahayu, they were from the small of faith. Why? Because Rabbi Bar Mari says, my dear, wasn't even the passing in Tehillim that says, Vayamra Ayam, that they rebelled on the sea, Beyamsuf in the sea of reeds, Vayashim Laman Shemai, but Hashem saved him for his name. Why? This teaches the Jewish people at that time that they rebelled. Because they said, what do you mean? Just like we came out on this side, so too the Egyptians came out on the other side. How do we know that they were killed? So I'm like Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lesar Shal Yam. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said to the minister of the sea, because they were really drowned in sea, spit them out into the dry land. So the master of the sea says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, master of the world, Klum Yesh Eved, Shenoisle Rabbe Matana, do you ever have a servant that his master gives him a gift? Where here, he gave sustenance to all the fish, which are all these dead corpses of the Egyptians, for the fish that are in the sea. V'chazam Neit Lemene, then he takes it away from him. He's taking away the corpses and you're putting him back into dry land. So Hashem said to the Sar of the Yam, Ani Noisle Lecha Echad Nechze Shemehem, don't worry, I'll pay you back. I'll give you 1.5 of what I gave you, because by Pare it says that he came with 600 chariots. By Sisera, who later on was then drowned into the water also, it says that they had 900. So I'll give you 1.5 of what I've given you now. Some lefonim, but the sea said to Hashem, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, master of the world, Klum Yesh Eved Sheteveas Rabbi, is there a servant that then comes to claim from his master? You're taking away from me now, but I'm not going to come and ask back from you that you're going to give me 1.5. Somali said to him, don't worry, Nachal Kishon Yi'arv. The river Kishon will be the guarantor, which that's where it ended up happening with Sisera, that they got the seas got back the 900 bodies instead of the 600 now. That'll be the guarantor. You won't have to collect from me. That you'll get through the guarantor of Nachal Kishon. Miad Poltan Le'abashta. So then, right away, the sea spit out the Egyptians onto the dry land. The Silik says the Pasuk in Shemais. Says Vayar Yisrael to Mitzrayim Meis Begaimer. That the Jews saw the Egyptians dead on the edge of the sea. Because even though it says in Oz Yashar that they drowned inside, deep down to the depths, but the sea didn't spin them back up so that they should see that they died. That was again testing Hashem to say, hey, how do we know? Shnaim Bamaim, there were two that they tested Hashem regarding that they wanted water. One was Bamara, and one was Uberafid in two different places. Bamara says the Pasuk Shmais, Vayavoy Marasa, Vayachulish, they came to Maras, Tamara, and there was nothing, no water to drink. And it says in the Pasuk, "V'yil na'amal Moshe," that the people complained against Moshe. That was one test. Berefidim nechsev, and Refidim it says in Shemayis, "V'yachne berefidim be'mayim lishdis," that they dwell, they settled in Refidim. There's no water to drink. Uksiv, and the Pasuk says, "V'yarva ema Moshe," that the people contended with Moshe. Again, testing Hashem, saying, "Hey, what's going on over here?" As if they didn't believe that Hashem could take care of them. Shnayim b'man, there was two tests in regards to the man. So like it says in the Pasuk in Shemayis, as a ketintam and vays, that Hashem said, Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Jewish people, Al Teitzu, don't go out on Shabbos to try gather the man, because there's no man on Shabbos, it's double on the Arab Shabbos. V'yitzu, and there were people who went out to go out and collect. And also, an additional test was that he said, Al Teisir, don't go and leave it over. V'yisir, and people left it over. That was two times they tested regarding to the man. Shnayim Beslav, there was two regarding this bird called this love. There was Rishon, the first time, Beslav Sheni, and the second time. As the Gemara explains, Beslav Rishon, which is when the man started to come down, beginning of their 40 years, the slav came down, which is a certain type of bird, with it. Like the Pasuk says in Shmais Tezayin, that in the evening is when the slav came out, and the morning was when the man came out by the dew. Now, at a later point in time, they had a greater desire, they wanted again. That was the first time that they tested with the slav, which as the Pasuk says in Shmais, that they said to them, the Jewish people, oh, if only would have died by the hand of Hashem in the land of Egypt. And the Gemara says, Bishavtenu Asir Abasa, when we sat by the pot of meat, we had meat, and now, oh, we don't have enough, we can't do this just with the man. That was the first time they tested Hashem with the slav. And Beslav Sheni, and it was the second time with the slav, like the Pasuk says, Mimidbar Vasafsuf Hashem Bekibra, and the rabble rousers that were amongst them, amongst the Jewish people, they desired a desire, and they went, and they cried, and they said, oh, who's going to give us meat to eat? That was the second time that they tested Hashem with the slav. Be'egel regarding the golden calf is Kedisa, like it's very well documented in the Torah. And Be'midbaparan, in the Midbaparan was Kedisa, like it's brought also, this was the incident of the Meraglim, that they went out to spy at Eretz Yisrael, and they came out with slanderous reports about Eretz Yisrael. Now regarding this last point, as we mentioned earlier, Amr B'yichan and B'shem B'yisa ben Zimra, going back to the topic of Lashon Hara, of the Meraglim. Ma'idav said, what does it mean the Pasuk in Tehillim? Ma'yitin lecha, what could he give to you? Uma Yosef lecha, what could he add to you? Lashon Ramiya, the tongue of deceit. What does this mean? Amalek Kadosh Baruch Hu L'Lashon. Hashem says to the tongue, Kali Varv Shaladim Zekufin, all the limbs of a person's body, as a man is erect, are standing upward. Va'atamutl, but yet you're laying horizontally. Additionally, Kali Varv Shaladim Mabuchutz, all the limbs of a person's body is on the outside. His intestines are on the inside, but his limbs are on the outside. Va'atamutl, yet you're on the inside. V'loyo, not only that, Elishekafti L'choshtei Chaymas, I even surrounded you with two walls. Achashal etzim, one wall of bone, which are the teeth. V'achashal baso, one of flesh, which are the lips. Mayitin lecha o mayesim lecha. So what could he give you? What could he add to you more, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as a protection? Lashon Remia, the tongue of deceit, so that you shouldn't say Lashon Hara. Everything about you is saying, stop, stay inside, be protected, don't say Lashon Hara. And what more could we add on in that protection? Another teaching on this topic from Amr B'Yechanim Shem Yerbisim in Zimra. It says, "Kol Masapa Lashon Hara, whoever tells over slanderous words, kilo kafa be'ikr, as if he has denied the primary tenet of blaming Hashem." Like the pasuk says in Tillim, "Asha Amr, this that they said, l'shaynenu tar, for our tongues, Nagbar will be strong, so v'seinu itanu, our lips are with us, mi adon lanu, who's the master over us," as if they're saying that we don't have a master, where they are kaifa b'ikr, they deny the sovereignty of Hashem over every single person, and they say whatever they want to say. Another teaching from Amr B'Yisib bin Zimri says, "Kol Masapa Lashon Hara, whoever says over Lashon Hara, Negoim Boim Alav, he has a negav teras that comes on them." How do we know this? Kashneva, the pasuk says, "Tehillim Lashni Baseisere Eyu." Someone who slanders his friend in private, Oisei Atzmas, Hashem says, "Him I will cut off." Now, the word Atzmas says the Gemara Ksiv Hasim. The pasuk says of a Yikra, totally different context, which is regarding if a person is not going to redeem his house in the Batei Arichaim, in the walled city, up until the period of a year. So then the house will be letzmises. It will be concluded. It will be finished up. That the one who bought it will remain his. Now letzmises means that it stays like that. Now umetergamina lechalutin. That's what the Targum, the Aramaic translation of that is. It's confirmed. Now that word, that means what say when it says about Lashon Hara, Eisei Atzmas, the word Tzamas means to say Chalutin, which is confirmed. Now, what Tanan will in the Mishnah Masechet is Megillah that says, Ein be Mitzara Muzgir. There's no difference between a confined Mitzara, who when they're making sure to see if he is a Mitzara or not, where he gets confined, Le Mitzara Muchlad, there's no difference between him and a confirmed Mitzara, El Apriya Prima. Only difference this is regarding the letting the hair grow long and cutting his clothing. But we see that the word atzmis, which gets translated as chalitin, is tsaras, which we call mitzara muchlet. So we see that the word atzmis refers to muchlet, which refers to tsaras, which has that confirmed tsaras, and therefore someone that says lashon hara, someone says I say atzmis, I'm going to give him the neg of tsaras. Now, Omer Shlokesh Shemli, he says, "Ma'idasiv wasn't mean the pasim yikur zeis tia teresa mitzray." This should be the law of the mitzray who gets his neg of tsaras. It means zeis tia teresa shel mitzi shemra. The word mitzray could be read. This should be the Torah, the judgment of someone who spreads out a bad name, mitzi ra. That's the same idea that someone says lashon hara, he gets a neg of tsaras. Another teaching, Vomer Shlokish, says, "Mindex, it wasn't me the pasuk in Kehelis that says, 'Imyishach hanochash b'loy lachash,' that if the snake bites without a spell, the inyisin l'bal lashon, and there's no gain for the man of the tongue, for the one who says lashon har." What's the relation between these two different ideas? So says the Gemara, "La'asad lavei miskapses kolachayis." In the future, all the animals will gather together. Uvoyis etzol nochash v'imris, and they're going to come to the snake and they're going to say, "Look, I read daris v'ichel." The lion pounces and he kills his prey for a reason, because he eats it. Zev tarif eichel. The wolf tears apart and eats. Ata maha no yeshlecha. But you, the snake, what pleasure, what benefit do you get that you just inject a venomous poison into the victim and it just dies and you don't even have any benefit? So I'm Leham. So the snake says to them, "Chima yisn labal loshen." And what gain is there for the one who says slander? He also gains nothing. He also just injects a venomous poison that kills someone else. That's the same idea that the pasuk is comparing. From Rish Lakish, another teaching from Rish Lakish says, "Kol Masapa Lashon Hara, whoever says over slander, Magdil Avonis Ad LaShemayim, he increases his sins all the way up till heaven." Shemek says, the pasuk in Tillim says, "Shatu V'Shemayim Pihem, they place in heaven their mouth, U'Lashayim Talach Baretz, and their tongue goes here on the land," which is, although they're speaking here, it's causing their sins go all the way up into the heaven. Amr B'Chizda Amr Ma'ukva, so Kol Masapa Lashon Hara, whoever says Lashon Hara, he's fit to be stoned with rocks. Why? It says, as we quote in the passage before, regarding someone that slanders his friend in private, him I'm going to cut off. It says over there, a pasuk in Eicha, that they cut off in a pit my life, and they throw stones at me. So you see that someone who says Lashon Hara is fit to be stoned with rocks. Another teaching, Vamar of Chizda Amar Marukvi says, Kol Masapa Lashon Hara, whoever says over Lashon Hara, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Inani Vahu Yechon Lod Ba'olam. Me and him, we can't live together in this world. which obviously means that the person can, because Hashem obviously is here. Hashem says the pasuk, as recorded before, "Maloshni baseisri eyu oisei atzmus." Hashem says, "The one who slanders his friend in concealment, him I will cut off." Gvai naim, haughty eyes, rechav levav, an expansiveness of his heart. Oisei lo uchel, him I can't. What does it mean? Al tikri oisei lo uchel. Don't read it. Him I can't. Ele ite lo uchel. Rather, with him I can't. Hashem says, I can't live together with this person who says lashon hara. Now, those who learn this teaching of Rav Chisda, Agasi Aruch, regarding someone that is a balgaiva, someone that has an expansive ego, is because in that pasuk of Oisei Le'uchel, which we say Ito Le'uchel, it also says Gvai Naim, haughty eyes, also going on the balgaiva. Another teaching, Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Ukve, says, Kol Masapa Lashon Hara, whoever tells over Lashon Hara. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu L'Sar Shel Gehenim. So Hashem says to the master of Gehenim, of purgatory, he says, Ani Alav Mamala, I'm on this person from on top, V'at Alav Mamata, and you be on him from the bottom, and the Dineinu, together we'll judge him. Where do we know this? Because the pasuk says in Tehillim as follows, Chitzei Giber Shenunim, the arrows of the mighty one are sharp, Imgach Le'Rissamim, with the fiery coals of Rissam. Now, Ein Chetz El Alashim. So when it talks about the arrows, that's referring to the tongue. Why? Because Shneim the pasuk says in Yirmiyah, "Chet shachet l'shaynim." A sharpened arrow is their tongue. Mimra dibur, they speak deceit. So we see that the arrow is referring to the tongue, which is sharp. Then gibur l'kadosh baruch hu. So it's talking about the arrows that are sharp. They're going to be judged by the gibur in gibur l'kadosh baruch hu. The mighty one refers to l'kadosh baruch hu. Shneim says the pasuk in Yeshaya, "Hashem ki gibur yetsa." Hashem goes out like a mighty one. And when the end of the pasuk says "im gachli v'sam, im gachli v'sam," the fiery coals of v'sam that refers to Gehenim. So we see that the chitze, the lashon, gets judged by the giber with the gachli v'sam with Hashem and the Gehenim. Amr b'chama b'rebchanina says, "Matakanasa shel masapel lashon hara." What is the rectification for those who say over slanderous reports? So it says, "Im tamachacham who is a tamurik scholar, yasik b'tayra, ishu toil and tayra." Shemak says the pasuk in Mishlei, "Marpi lashon." Healing of the tongue is Eitz Chaim, is the tree of life. Now, Vein Lashon El Lashon Hara, when it's referring to the healing of the tongue, that refers to the bad tongue, Lashon Hara. Shlomo says in Pasuk, Chet Shachet L'Shaynim, a sharpened arrow is their tongue. So you see that when we're talking about over there, is Mirma Dibir, like it talks about deceit, it's talking about Lashon Hara, that's what Lashon refers to Lashon Hara. And when it's saying that it gets healed with Eitz Chaim, a tree of life, Ve'ein Eitz Ela Tayra, and the wood refers to Tayra, Shlomo says the pasuk in Mishlei, Eitz Chaim Hila Machazikimba. It's a tree of life for those who hold on to it. So that's if he's a Talmud Chacham that he could learn Tayra. But Vimama Aretz, so if he's an ignoramus, which he can't learn, doesn't know Tayra, so Yashbal Daita. So then he should humble himself. Shlomo, like it says over there at the end of that pasuk, Veselifba. And someone who's struggling with this and he wants to remove it that he shouldn't be, Shever, and the Gear says, Baruch, he should break his spirit. So if he can't do the Eitz Chaim, then he should humble himself. And that would be a rectification for his Lashon Hara. However, Rabbacha Bar Chanina, I mean, he disagrees. He says, no, Sipra in Litakana. Someone already said over Lashon Hara, there's no way to fix that. Shekvar Karsa David Baruch HaKadosh, because David already cut off that person with his divine spirit. Shnemag says, the pasuk can tell him. Yachres Hashem Kosef Sechalakis, it says Hashem should cut off all those of smooth lips. Lashem Adabres Gedailis, the tongue that speaks great consequential words, which is referring to someone who says Lashon Hara. Rather, the idea is, what's the rectification of a person that shouldn't come to say Lashon Hara? If he wants to be saved from saying Lashon Hara, Im Tamachachem U'yasek B'Torah, so Talmudic scholar, let him busy his tongue, not with saying Lashon Hara, but rather with learning Torah. And if he's ignoramus, then he should humble himself, and then he won't speak badly about other people. Shemak says, in Pasuk V'Selef Ba'ashev Ruach, someone who struggles with this, he should break his spirit, he should break his ego. Tanbei Bishmal says, Kol Masapa Lashon Hara, whoever speaks Lashon Hara, Magdala Vainis Keneged Shalosh Averis. He increases his sins in correlate equal to the three cardinal sins of Avodas Kechavim, of idolatry, Vegilai Rais, licentiousness, Veshvichas Damim, and spilling blood of murder. Why? Ksiv HaChal Lashon Medaberes Gedolos. Like we said in the pasuk before, Lashon Hara, it says that it's a tongue that speaks Gedolos, great things. It says regarding idolatry, passing in Shema Yisrael, regarding the sin of the eagle of Avodah Zarah. Behold, but Hashem, that these people have sinned, a great sin. It says Gedayla. Begila Reis, Ksiv, regarding licentiousness, it says in Bereshit that Yosef said to Eshet Patifa, Veich Esa Haraha Gedayla, how could I do this great sin? Referring to Gila Reis. Meshvichas Damik says regarding murder, it says in Bereishis that Cain and Hevel says, God lavayni minasai, great is my sin from carrying, which is because he had murdered his brother, the first murder documented in the history of man. And we see it's called Gadol, so we see that the Sholosh Averus Chamuris is the same terminology used by Lashon Hara. Now, that the Gemara's Pekidayas, when it says in plural that speaking Lashon Hara is the great things, imitarti, maybe say it's only two out of those three things, because the minimum of Gedailus of plural is two. How do we know it's equal to all three? It says, Gemara, yeah, but Haimanayim Afka, which one of the three are you going to take out? All three of them, it says the terminology of Gedailus, so therefore we're going to include all of them that it's equal to the sin of Lashon Hara. Now, B'marava Amri in the West, in Eretz Yisrael, they said that Lashon Tilisai, the third person tongue, meaning referring to the words of the slanderer, who he's the third person between a person and his friend, where he's slandering, he's spilling the secrets, he's hoilech rachel from one to say what the other one said about him, so he's like the third party. Katal tlisai, this third party kills three parties. Which are the three parties? Harig lemesapri, he kills the one who says it over, or as the Girs of Rashi, as the Bach brings, means la oimri, to the one who says it, meaning the slanderer himself gets killed. Because since by the slanderous reports he causes a dispute between these two people, then they kill each other. Then those relatives kill the slanderer who caused the death of both those because of him. And Ula Makabli caused the death of the one who's hearing the Lashon Hara from him. And Ula Umre, or as the Gears of the Bachar, is Ula Umre in the love for the one that he's speaking about. So the three parties involved are the ones who end up getting killed. The one who says the Lashon Hara, the one who heard the Lashon Hara, and the one who the Lashon Hara is about. Another teaching from Amr B'chama B'chanin, he says, Maidach said, what does it mean the Pasuk in Mishlei? Mavis v'chaim b'yad loshen. Death and life is in the hand of the tongue. Now, b'chiyash yad loshen, is there a hand for a tongue? Rather, Lemelech, it's coming to tell you, ma yad memisa, just like the hand is what's the main limb that's used to kill, af loshen memisa, so too the tongue kills. Now, ima yad ein memisa ele b'samachla, but then you would think, okay, just like the hand only kills what's near it, because the hand could only go that far, af lashon ein memisa ele b'samachla, so too, the tongue only kills for someone that's right next to him. Tamalei mecheitz shachal l'shayim, the passage we quoted before, a sharpened arrow is their tongue, that just like an arrow could go very far, so too the tongue could speak right here and cause damage very far away. Now, but ima chetz ad arbaam b'chamishim amah, but then if we're comparing it to arrow, we'd say, okay, it could only be a distance of 40 or 50 amah. So the tongue could only cause damage to somewhere in the near vicinity. So that we have the other pasuk that says that they place in heaven their mouth and the tongue is going in there on the earth, that their tongue could cause damage even in the celestial spheres across the globe. Okay, so once you have that pasuk that says that their damage could be even in the heavens, so then why do you need the pasuk that like a sharpened arrow is their tongue, which is only a smaller distance? Says the Gemara, but that's what's coming to teach us the katal keches, that it kills like an arrow. We wanted that part of the metaphor to say, like just like an arrow kills, that's how Lashon Hara kills. Now, okay, but then once you have that pasuk that like a sharpened arrow is the tongue, so mavis v'chaim biyad Lashon Lomim, why do I need the teaching of death and life is in the hand of the tongue, which you said like a hand could kill, which is even closer, what do you need that teaching for? Says the Gemara, that you need to look at the Rav. Because Amar Rava said, the Bayi Chaim, someone that wants life, is Balishne, is with his tongue, meaning he should toil in this study of Torah. And the Bayi Misa, one who wants death, is Balishne, is also with his tongue, let him be involved in stupidity and in vulgarities. That's what the Pasuk teaching when it's saying that Mavis V'chaim Yad Lashon, to tell you that, depending on if a person wants life or death, either one of them will be dependent on his tongue and what he used it for. Now the Gemara says, Hichadam Elishne Bishno, what would qualify as the embarrassing tongue regarding this concept we know as Lashon Hara, or a summary training learning as Avak Lashon Hara, the dust of Lashon Hara, which is a neutral type of a statement, but depending how you say it, it will come out to be Lashon Hara or not. So the Gir says, Amar Rabbi, he says, Kugin de Opmar, Ikka Nura Beplan, like someone who says, oh, there's fire in that person's house, which someone was looking for fire, and it sounds like he's saying, okay, that guy's wealthy, and there's always a fire going on in his house where they're able to cook things, that's considered Lashon Hara. On that, asked the Gemara, Omalei Abaye, Abaye says to Rabbi, my covet, what did the person do wrong? Gilui Milsa Ba'amahu, he's just revealing a fact. He didn't say it in the way of Lashon Hara, he's just saying, someone wants fire, go to that place where there's fire. Why is that considered Lishna Bishan? And rather, the Mapik B'Lishna Bishan, he says it in a Lashon Hara type of a way, in the derogatory way. Why? Because the Amei says, Hechem Ishtakech Nura, where is there going to be fire? Elabu Planya, that person's house, the Kabisra, the cover, there's parties, there's meat and there's fish, and that he's saying that in a negative override sentiment, where he's saying it in a negative type of a way, that would definitely qualify as avak lashon hara, and even according to some, as lashon hara itself. Now, Amar Rabbi says, "Kamilsa demisamri ba'api mara." And the Gemara talks about two primary exemptions in the laws of lashon hara. Anything that is said in front of the subject himself, where the slanderer is saying it in front of the one that he's talking about, then less by mishum lishna bisha, that doesn't qualify as lashon hara. On that Amalei, on that Abaye says to him, "What do you mean kolshekin? All the more so." Chutzpah lishna bisha. When not only saying lashon hara, but he also has the audacity to say it in that person's face. Why does that make it not lashon hara? So Amalei said to him a similar idea as we mentioned before. It's how you say it. It's not saying something overtly negative. But Anok Reb Yisi really. He says, I hold like Reb Yisi. Dom Reb Yisi says, Miyomei lo yimarti davar v'chazarti l'achari. He says, I never said something and then I went behind. Which, two interpretations. Either he says, I never looked behind myself to see is the person I'm talking about or someone of his friends looking and seeing what I'm saying. Which is, he's not afraid. Why not? Because obviously it's not Lashon Hara. He wouldn't be afraid for that person to hear it. Or another interpretation is that if the subject himself came to me and says, hey, why you say that about me? He says, I never was, never chazarti l'chari. He says, I never backed off from what I said to say, oh, I didn't say it. Rather, no, I admitted what I said. And if he has no problem saying it to the person, obviously not in a chutzpah or lashon hara type of way, says, yeah, I said that. Obviously, it's because he has no problem with that. He's not saying it in a negative way. That wouldn't qualify as lashon hara. And similarly, Omar, as we continue to have Tazayin Meral, for Rabbi Bar Rafuni, says, anything that's said in front of three people, meaning, if the original person himself says this idea about himself, this quote secret in front of three people, so if one of the people then goes and reveals it to other people, that's not going to qualify as lashon hara. Why? Because this person originally speaking in public, and which is at least with three people, he revealed his intention that if it's going to be revealed, he's not concerned because he knows if he's saying to three people that the word's going to end up getting out. My time, what's the reason? Because chavra is like your friend, he has a friend. V'chavra the chavra is like your friend's friend, he has a friend. And that's how it keeps on going, where everyone tells his friend and his friend and his friend until it gets well known all over the place. So therefore, since he knows what he's saying, he's okay with revealing that idea about himself. So though if he didn't, that would be problematic, because one cannot reveal any secret and for sure something that's a negative sentiment. But here where he's really unveiling in front of three people, then that wouldn't be a problem about lashon hara, because he's okay with that getting out, and therefore that would be okay to then repeat, which there are definitely parameters which are well known, documented in the Sefer Chafetz Chaim, exactly the qualifications of these halacha. That's the main idea, that if it's said in front of three people, then that's not a problem about lashon hara, but repeating it then to others.